This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We have the latest now on the rescue efforts at a coal mine in West Virginia. Emergency teams again had to retreat from the mine out of concern for their own safety. Third time that's happened this week. Federal mine safety official Kevin Strickland described the conditions that emergency workers found today.
The smoke is traveling from this side toward the longwall face, indicating that we have a fire somewhere. So it was at that time that a decision was made to evacuate the rescuers.
And so they'll have to wait until another time to try again to find four coal miners who have been missing since an explosion days ago. NPR's Allison Keyes is covering the story in Raleigh County, West Virginia. She's on the line. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Steve.
And how long will it be before the rescuers can go back in again?
They're not immediately sure how long it's going to be before they can go back in. The governor, Joe Manchin, West Virginia's governor, described this as a long and difficult night. He looks tired and haggard. The safety officials look tired and haggard. This has been really hard on everybody. As you said, they sent the crews in early this morning. They had to pull them out after making it to one of the refuge chambers where they were hoping the four missing miners might be. But it turned out that it had not been deployed, which meant no one was in it. As they headed to the second chamber where they hoped the miners were, they ran into a big amount of smoke. They're not sure where it's coming from. They think it's an apparent active fire, but they're not sure why there's still a fire several days after this, and they're not sure where within the mine it is.
And there was some speculation, I know, yesterday that there might be a fire, and that might be the reason why it was so difficult to clear the gases out of the mine, and now they seem a little more sure anyway that there is something burning down there.
They do know that something's burning, but they don't know what it is. And some of the things that helped them out yesterday was the weather itself. The barometric pressure was rising, which meant that it was easier to get the dangerous gases that could cause an explosion, another explosion in the mine, to get out. But now the problem is they've got to insert nitrogen into the mine. That'll lower the oxygen levels and lower the chances of an explosion. If they get it down below 10%, then it means that there won't be an explosion, which makes it safer for the rescue workers. But the problem is they don't know where the fire is. So they are now drilling a hole for a camera that they're going to lower about 400 feet in hopes of looking to see if the second refuge chamber has been deployed, and that may be where the miners that they still hope are surviving may be.
I'm glad you mentioned those refuge chambers. Our colleague Brian Naylor described them earlier in the week. This is an airtight container, right, that if you can get to it, you've got oxygen, you've got food, and you could survive several days. But is there some time limit beyond which it's no longer realistic to hope that miners could still be alive in that chamber?
Well, there's food, water, and oxygen in the chambers that's supposed to last 96 hours for up to 15 miners. Since there are four of them that they can't find, they're hoping to get beyond the 96-hour limit, but they wanted to get in there as fast as possible, and they had promised the families that they would try to get there before the 96 hours was up. That's up this afternoon. They're not sure when they're going to be able to get down there. They're not even going to be able to get the camera down until some point this afternoon.
These delays must be excruciating for the families on the surface.
The families have been having a horrible time. The governor, though, says that they still have a sliver of hope that by some miracle the four missing miners are in the second chamber. But we've spoken to a former coal miner, John Canterbury, who says he feels very sorry for them.
I understand where they're coming from. They do it because of their families. If it was only them, yeah, they'd probably hightail it out here so fast, you know. But they're married with children, and they support their family, and have all the utmost respect for anyone who would go underground, because it does take a special person to be a coal miner.
Governor Manchin has been talking all week about the strength and power of these families, how they support each other, how they have been praying together, how they have been holding out hope, despite the fact that officials have said from day one that it is slim. There is slim to none chances that these men have been able to survive this. But he says mining families are the strongest, toughest people in the world.
NPR's Allison Keyes is in Colmont, West Virginia. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.